Well, good afternoon, everybody, from Garner State Park near Concan, Texas. We're visiting today with all the good folks at Garner State Park celebrating the history of the Civilian Conservation Corps. All around us right now, we have work going on with AmeriCorps, America Youth Works, whose motto is getting things done, and they're assisting Garner State Park in building a pedestal with a seat on top of it. So some of the background noise you hear going on around us is that work. I want to introduce to you Mr. Henry Trees from Uvalde, Texas, who spent a good portion of his boyhood working on the buildings with the Civilian Conservation Corps here at Garner State Park. And Henry, it's such a pleasure to be here with you today. Can you spend a minute and just tell me about the kinds of things that you did here at the park?
Well, I got here in time to help build all the roads here in the park first. Then I got into construction business. We quarried the rock, the big white rocks that are used in these buildings above Lakey in the bed of a creek up there. And we got these rocks out with sledgehammers and star drills. Brought them in here, and then we had a crew of men that shaped all these rocks. Then we went to Utopia and cut cypress trees and brought them over here and ran them through a sawmill and made the heavy timbers that you see in the buildings. We made some lumber. We made all the shakes that was used on the building for roofs.
All by hand?
Everything was done by hand. As far as the machinery was concerned, there was very little machinery of any kind.
Now, when you say you guys went over and quarried these rocks and you pried those rocks out of there, that's what you meant, pretty much.
That's exactly what I meant.
And how old were the boys working on the crew with you?
Well, we raised anywhere from 16 to 19 years of age.
Well, that ought to be a real message to the youth of America today, all you guys playing video games this afternoon. Why don't you give Mr. Trees a call and see how he spent his day? So, and another question I have is, how did the rocks get here from Lakey? Were they trucked or were they mule drawn, or how were they?
We loaded them on flatbed trucks and hauled them in here, brought them down here and scattered them out everywhere. Mm-hmm. And had a crew of men that didn't do anything but work on those rocks with chisels and hammers and all and shaping them.
Now, based on your recollections, what was the most number of CCC boys on site at one time during the time you were here?
Remember?
Well, our company strength was 300 men, but our work crews, our camp had about 20 men involved out of that 300 that worked under Army supervision. And the rest of us were divided up into different crews and worked doing different kinds of work all over the camp.
Now, you were a carpenter on the crew.
Yes,
and
sir.
Ended up being one of the head carpenter?
Was one of the head carpenters.
Uh-huh. So what was your particular specialty?
Well, I could read a blueprint, and 90% of the other boys couldn't read a blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
I'd read the blueprints and figure out where everything went and then see that the boys did it.
I see, kind of a supervisory mode.
Right.
Well, we've certainly got the evidence of your beautiful work here. It's kind of hard for those of us who live in today's times to imagine just the intense nature of the handwork that went into these buildings. And as I go from building to building, I was with my lovely Miss Becky earlier, and I was saying, I want that one and that one. And I was talking about buildings. And I just think that as I look out in our crowd here, people have such respect for the work you guys did, and certainly the timing, it was what needed to happen at the time. How did your family react to you being in the CCC?
Well, they're kind of proud that it helped them at home.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't any work on the outside to do to make a living. My daddy was a farmer, and he worked on a farm, and we like starved to death on that farm.
Mm-hmm.
That's how come me to come into CCs.
So you were able to send some of your paycheck home?
I sent $25 a month home, and I got five.
You make that $5 go a long way, did you?
Oh, yeah. We'd go dancing, go to a movie, get a little drink once in a while.
Uh-huh. And Probably chased a girl or two, did you?
Oh, yeah. That's where my big trouble started, right here in Garner Park.
I understand that.
I fell madly in love and got married, and then it wasn't nothing but trouble from our own.
Did you meet her here at Garner?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness, great. At a dance?
At a dance right here on a slab.
There's great history here.
Too much history. Huh. It's not all good.
Henry, we're talking, in this film, we're talking to young people all over America and in some cases all over the world. And if you were going to give these young people a little piece of advice based on your experience, what would it be?
I'd like to see them start the CCCs over again for the young people that don't have a job, they don't know how to work. All they know is a computer and a telephone, and that's it. Yep. Take your computers away from them and let them teach them how to work.
There you go.